I'm going to share my screen with you.
This meeting is being recorded.
Oops. I guess I better click on, oops. Okay. Can you see my, I hope you can see my screen now. It's good to be with you all today.
非常高兴今天与你们在一起。
It's been a while since I've had to preach by Zoom, so it's it seems a little strange this morning.
好像用网上这敬拜又有好长时间了，所以说今天感觉上有点奇怪。
You might say that I'm even a little bit afraid of doing this.
你可能可以说我可能比较害怕这样做。
I want to go back and read the scripture one more time.
让我们一起来再重新念一下今天的经文。
It's an important passage for us as believers to know.
这是非常对我们这些信徒来讲，这是非常重要的一段经文。
So, be strong and courageous, because your father. That's in verse 6. Let's skip down to verse. We'll go there. Be strong and courageous, because your father will lead these people to inherit the land I swore their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
第六节，你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使百姓承受那地为业，就是我向你们列祖启示应许赐给他们的地。只要刚强大大壮胆，遵守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行。 这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。So
this morning I need to ask the question to begin with, what are you afraid of?
那今天早晨我就要先来问你一个问题，你在怕什么？
I read in an article early this week, from the New York Times. It was done by a pollster named Mark Penn called American Voters Haven't Been Afraid Like This in a Long Time.
那这周早些时候我念了一篇文章是在纽约时报上面的, 那个作者是叫做 Mark Penn, 那他写的这个题目就是说, 美国, 美国选民已经很久没有这样害怕了。
Now, I'd like to read the whole article to you, but it would take too long.
我很想把这整篇文章都读给你听，但是可能花的时间太长。
But I put on this slide a list of things he says that Americans are very concerned about right now.
但是我在这张图表上显示了他说的几项美国人现在很害怕的事情。
Interestingly, at the top of the list is crime.
整个单子上的最最第一项就是犯罪。
And from what I understand, that's something that you folks in Peoria have firsthand experience of this last week.
据我所知，正是你们毕城华人教会在上周可能经历过的。
In many places in America, people don't feel safe in their own homes.
在美国的很多地方，人们
Here in Champaign-Urbana, we've been having shootings on and near campus of late.
在这个香槟城这里, 我们近期在校园附近都有枪击案。
So people are afraid.
所以说人们在害怕, 在恐惧。
People are afraid of economic catastrophe.
人们也害怕有经济灾难。
Right now, we're in a period of inflation that we've not seen in over 40 years.
我们现在正在处于一个通货膨胀，有40年没有看到过的那么大的通货膨胀期。
It seems like both our salaries and our our retirement accounts are shrinking at the same time that expenses are getting greater and greater.
我们的可能银行的账户，我们的工资都在缩减，但是同时，我们的开销，成本都在巨大的增加。
For the first time, really, since I've been a teenager, people are afraid of the possibilities of nuclear war.
从我是一个青少年时期就开始，那人们都害怕有核战争。
People are beginning to realize that we live in a country that has very weak borders and are concerned about the kind of people that are actually coming across those borders.
人们也害怕我们是住在一个拥有非常薄弱的边界的一个国家，也害怕有很多其他人从那个边界里面进入我们这里。
People are still afraid of COVID.
人们可能还人家这个。仍旧恐怕惧怕这个冠状病毒。
Parents are beginning to be afraid that schools are corrupting their children.
那父母呢？父母会担心学校里面会腐蚀孩子。
And Americans in general fear that the nation that they have known and loved with its liberties, heritage, and institutions is being changed to the point that it's almost unrecognizable.
那美国人民呢？美国人民担心他们所了解、所热爱的这个国家曾经拥有自由、传统、制度，但正在发生变化，以至于都变得已经面目全非。
Now, are you worried about any of those things?
这些事情你曾经害怕过吗？
It's hard not to have fear when there are so many different of these things that are assailing us on every side.
我想很难不害怕。当有这么多的的事情在驱使着我们。
So what is fear?
那么什么是害怕，什么是恐惧呢？
I looked this up in an online dictionary, so this is easily accessible to everyone.
我在网上的词典里面寻找了一下。
As a noun, fear is an unpleasant emotion that's caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain, or is a threat.
那作为名词，它解释为一种不愉快的情绪，由认为某人或某事是危险的，可能引起痛苦或威胁的信念引起。
And as a verb, it means to be afraid of someone or something as likely to be dangerous.Painful or threatening.
那作为动词，它是指害怕某人或某事可能是危险的、痛苦或者受威胁的。
So basically, fear can be anything from mild anxiety to the terror of an absolutely paralyzing event.
所以说，害怕可以从轻微的一种焦虑到那种麻痹性的恐惧。
Now.It's legitimate to have fear.
因此有害怕、有恐惧感是很非常正常。
Because there really are things that threaten us out there.
因为是有在那里是有会有事情来威胁到我们。
The book of Hebrews tells us that the fear of death is something which has bound people for almost since the beginning.
在希伯来书里面就曾经讲到过，恐惧有时候使人在聚集在一起。
Of course, there's also the kind of fear that's not really fear, but rather just someone that's afraid of hearing something that they disagree with.
或者呢，有时候恐惧也不是真正的恐惧，而只是有些人他们听到了他们不愿意听的。
So when we think about fear, there's legitimate fears, and there's some that really are not fears at all. They're just something that's used to control people.
所以说有非常正常的恐惧，也有一些恐惧只是被人利用来控制别人。
So what's the Bible say about fear?
那么在我们的圣经里面是如何来讲论这个恐惧？
And again, the Bible is full of information on fear and how to deal with it.
那么整本圣经里面呢，都讲到有恐惧，也讲到我们该如何来面对恐惧。
When I studied this, I found out that it says 65 times in the scriptures, do not be afraid.
那在整本圣经里面有65处提到了不要害怕。
And so it's evidently something that God thinks we need to be encouraged to grow out of.
也就是说神希望我们受到鼓励，希望我们从害怕中走出来。
The word fear itself is used 301 times.
那恐惧这单独这一个词用过301次。
The concept of being afraid is mentioned 163 times.
那害怕这概念呢，也被用过能找到163处。
And the worst form of fear, which is terror, actually is mentioned 59 times.
坏的一种形式的害怕，也就像是惊恐类的。
So anytime words are repeated or used a lot in the scriptures, you know that it's something that you need to pay very close attention to.
当一个词或者一个概念在经文中不停地被使用，那你就知道这是应该我们要注意的地方。
It's interesting, though, that in the very beginning, in the book of Genesis, there is no fear.
很有意思，在最初本的那本《创世纪》里面没有提到过害怕。
In spite of the fact that God created us to walk with wild beasts and in every kind of circumstance, Adam and Eve did not experience any fear at the beginning of their sojourn on this planet.
事实上，神让亚当和夏娃在园中到处行走，与所有的动物一起，却他们一点都不会感到有任何害怕。
And when we read in the book of Revelation, we find out at the end, there will be no more fear.
那在最后那一卷，在启示录里面，我们也发现在结束的时候，也没有害怕，也没有恐惧。
So what happened in between?
那么在这之间呢？什么发生了呢？
Well, obviously, sin entered into the world.
当然，很明显的就是罪来到了这世上。
But the key to understanding why sin makes us afraid is because we have cut off the connection with God that we were intended to have.
那要来理解罪为什么会使我们感到害怕，那关键就是我们要能够明白罪使我们与神之间的关系给隔绝了。
When you read in the story in Genesis 3 of Adam and Eve's eating the apple, go ahead.
好，如果我们念创世纪第三章，那亚当与夏娃他们吃了那分别善恶树上的果子，他们就害怕了。
One of the very first effects of that sin, that breaking the relationship with God was that they were afraid of God and they hid themselves from him.
那就是他们感到害怕了以后，他们把自己躲藏起来，远离了神。
And that makes it clear that when we are walking close with God, there is no fear. But when we are doing things that separate us from God, that fear begins to grow.
那很明显，当我们与神非常亲近的时候，我们不会感到害怕恐惧。但是当我们远离神的时候，那这个恐惧感就逐渐的长大。
And to this day, that fear is something that Satan will manipulate in the lives of all of humankind.But especially of Christians to try to keep them away from God.
直至今日，撒旦都是如此做。他用害怕来控制所有的基督徒，让我们来远离神。
So in essence, being afraid is a spiritual battle.
所以说，我们面对这个恐惧，我们这是我们灵里面的一种战争。
But what the scriptures teach us is, and this passage of scripture we will look at today especially, is that we don't have to be afraid.
那么我们今天读的经文都就这样来教导我们说我们不必害怕。
But if we want to be free from fear, we must seek to know God in a much more close way.
但如果我们想要不害怕的话，我们就必须要寻求一种更好的去认识上帝。
So this passage that we're looking at this morning in Joshua 6 gives us three steps to take in drawing closer to God better and accomplishing the overcoming of fear in our lives.
所以因此在约书亚记这第六章的地方，他就第一章这第六节这里就开始教导我们，基本上要采取三个步骤，让我们能够更加接近神。
The first of these steps that we need to take, the first and the second are repeated three times in this passage.
第一点，也其实也是第一、第二点，它一共在整个经文里面，重复了，两次。那
Verse 6, it says, be strong and courageous.
在第二节的地方，它就说，要坚强，
In verse 7, it says, be strong and courageous.
在第七节的地方，他又提到了，你们要坚强，不要害怕。
And in verse 9, it says, be strong and courageous.
在第九节的地方，他也同样提出了。
So the first of these we'll look at is the idea of being strong.
那我们，所以说，我们来看这第一步，就是我们必须要坚强。
Now, the Hebrew word that's used in this passage gives us the idea of either becoming or being strong physically.
那这第一个层面上的意思呢，它是说我们在身体上，在这个身体上我们变得强壮。
And this word is actually used of animals and of men and of God.
这种刚强可能，可以属于，动物、人类，当然，也会属于，
And the interesting thing about this idea of being strong in the Bible is that it's something that you grow in.
很有意思的是，也是，这个刚强壮胆也是你能够慢慢的成长的。
In a sense, it's kind of like doing athletic training, but doing it spiritually.
就好比是，做运动员的那种训练，但只是我们是在我们的精神上，是在我们的灵里面在做。
And maybe the hardest part of that is at the very beginning.
可能困难的是最当初的时候。
Because what we have to do is we have to move out of a place of being comfortable to a challenge of taking the next step up.
因为往往我们必须要走出一个我们自己的舒适圈，但是要进入下一个层次，要挑战下一个层次。
In other words, we need to be able to confront our fears.
如果用换句话说，也就是说，我们自己必须要面对，我们要亲自面对我们的恐惧感。
Now, as I understand it, that when you work out physically, you do exercises, you lift weights, or you run, or you do something like that. And what happens when you do that is you actually break down muscle.
那据我了解，那个就像你在锻炼期间，你举重或者是增肌，这个从一个层次上讲，其实你是先把你的肌肉给分解。
But then after it's been broken down, as you rest, it will recover and it will get stronger, it will get bigger.
那么当肌肉分解了以后呢，你接下来休息，你接下来恢复，那你的肌肉就继续成长，继续变得更加强壮。
I know I hurt my shoulder in an accident a number of years ago.
多年以前，我的肩膀曾经受过伤。
And I had to go to physical therapy for a long time for it.
我必须去一个理疗师那里，很长时间。
And when I first started the therapy, I didn't even want to go because it was extremely painful.
刚开始去理疗的时候，其实我不想去，因为非常痛苦。
And over a period of time, the therapist worked with me, and he made me do things that I didn't feel like I could do.
那么慢慢的呢，那理疗师一直和我，一直来医治我，他让我做一些我认为我不可能做到的事情。
But each time that I went,I got a little bit stronger.
每次我去了之后呢，我慢慢的变得更加强壮一点。
So when I started doing push-ups again, for example, I could not even do one.
就好比说在开始的时候，我做俯卧撑，我一个都做不起来。
But over a period of time, I've gotten out of where I can do several sets of 20 push-ups.
但是经过很长一段时间，我慢慢的可以做20个一组，可以做好几组。
And now I enjoy doing it because I know that it's not going to hurt me, and I'm going to be successful in it. And you know, I'm not quite as skinny and weak as I used to be.
那到现在呢，我会更加享受去做俯卧撑，因为我知道我能够变得更加强壮啊，我不再像以前那么软弱。
And so sometimes as we begin to confront our fears a little bit at a time, we may feel like we fail.
所以有些时候如果我们在面对我们的恐惧感的时候，有时候我们会觉得我们失败了。
But the next time it gets a little bit easier, and the next time a little bit easier.
但是每一个下一次的时候，你都会觉得更加容易一点，更加容易一点。
And in a sense, we, like an athlete, we get kind of a spiritual muscle memory.
就像运动员一样，我们也在灵里面，我们也有肌肉记忆。
With athletes and musicians alike, a lot of practice enables them to become quite good at what they do.
就像运动员和那些音乐家一样，那这个肌肉的这种记忆就让他们变得更好。
So my wife started taking piano lessons a couple of years ago.
我的太太在多年前呢，她开始她的钢琴课。
And it was painful to listen to her practice.
那在一开始听她的在旁边练习是非常痛苦的。
And I'm sure she was quite embarrassed on how bad she was because she's actually a very good violinist.
我相信她也觉得非常尴尬，因为其实她是非常好的一个小提琴家。
But over a period of time, the last 2 years, she now plays, it's a pleasure to listen to her play now.
但是在过去的两年里面，她就越弹越好，现在是听她弹琴就是一种享受。
So between confronting her fear of being bad and spending time actually confronting that fear and working on the practicing, she got to the point where she's actually quite good now.
所以当她慢慢面对她自己恐惧的事情，但是仍旧继续的锻炼，她现在就越来越好了。
The same is true with basketball or football, whatever the sport is, you don't become an all-star immediately. You start low and grow into it.
所以这个同样的道理在像篮球、橄榄球上面都一样，你不可能一下子成为全明星，你是通过不停的锻炼、不停的练习之后。
So when the Lord says that we're supposed to be strong, he doesn't expect us to immediately be perfect at confronting these fears.
所以说神希望我们能够刚强壮胆，这并不是一下子的，他希望我们是慢慢的成长，慢慢的在成长起来。
But by his grace and through his spirit, we will be able to do that.
那通过他的恩典，通过他的爱，我们能够做到的。
But he doesn't just say be strong, he adds to that the idea of being courageous, which is the second step.
那他也没有单单说你们要刚强，他也说到你们要勇敢，你们要壮胆。
And again, the original languages give the idea of being courageous as being bold or to behave in a manly way.
那么在如果从原意或者本意上来说呢，他是说你要大胆你要表现得有非常的男子气概。
It's the picture of a warrior preparing for battle.
就好比是一个正在准备要战斗的战士。
And this is exactly the context that we see in Joshua, right?
这也正是那本约书亚记的上下文里面我们所能看见的。
40 years before this passage was written, Moses sent the people into the promised land, 12 spies in to see what the promised land was like.
因为在那40年以前那摩西曾经就将他们送到那个他们的应许之地里面。
And they said it was a land flowing with milk and honey.
那个应许之地是被描述成牛奶与蜜之地。
And Joshua and Caleb were very excited about, wow, this is going to be our land and we can you know, have all this blessing.
那约书亚当时是非常兴奋的，他是觉得这是我们的地，这是我们能够有这里的所有的祝福。
But the other 10 spies were terrified of the inhabitants of the land.
但是另外十个探子呢，他们就非常的恐惧，他们非常的害怕。
They said, "Oh, if we try to do this, they will kill us and our children as well."
他们说，如果我们这样做的话，他们那当地人会把我们全部杀了，包括我们的孩子、家人。
So, in the Exodus from Egypt, they had not learned to trust God.
所以，就算从埃及已经出来了，他们还是没有学会要信任神。
And so God sent them back into the desert for 40 years until they could learn to realize that God was going to provide for them in every kind of situation.
因此神把他们再继续送回荒漠里面，让他们在那里游荡了40年，要让他们学会神是那位供应者。
Joshua, being one of the spies who remembered the disappointment of not being able to get into the promised land, now encourages the people to be strong and courageous.
那么约书亚是当时真正经历过神惩罚他们不信任神的当时的一个，因此他在现在他就鼓励所有的以色列人民要面对他们的恐惧。
Now, being courageous again is something that you have to make a decision to act upon.
那要勇敢呢，也是你要让自己要把自己置于你一个通常不会通常不可能的一个境地里。
So, in other words, you need to be able to, you recognize that the fear is still going to be there, but you must confront it.
你就是要意识到那恐惧可能还是在那里，但是你必须要面对它，你必须要直面它。
I know I've probably said this before, but when I became a Christian, I was very timid when it came to any kind of public speaking or being in front of people.
我可能以前提到过，当我刚刚成为想要传道的时候，我非常害怕在公众场合站出来讲话。
When I was in high school, I got A's in every one of my subjects except for speech.
当我在高中的时候，其他的所有的科目我都拿到了优，但是唯一的一门就是演讲，没有拿到。
But after I became a Christian, the person who was discipling me told me, "Mike, you're going to give your testimony at a meeting next week."
那当我长大，想要开始学，为神做事的时候，教课的那位他就跟我说，Mike, 你要在下周，你要在公众场合啊，大众面前，你要做你的见证。
And I said, "No, I'm not."
那我说我不愿意。
And we had a rather long discussion about it, but finally in the end, I said, "Okay, I'll try it."
经过很长的讨论我终于同意，我说可以，好，我去。
It was 2 minutes long.
只持续了两分钟。
And I was terrified.
我完全害怕极了。
But when I got done, I thought, "Wow, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be."
但是在我完成之后，我感觉到，并没有像我想象中的那么恐惧。
And so, even though I was still afraid of doing it, I began in small steps to confront that fear. And by the power of God's Holy Spirit working in me, I got to the point where I'm at today.
那就那样，我就一点一点，一小步一小步的直面我的恐惧。那在神的恩典里面知道了经历。
So, what causes you to fear?
那是什么让你感到害怕的呢？
What you must do is you must be courageous and find ways to take little steps to actually see how God brings you through that situation, and it will give you more courage for the future.
你要勇敢，你要能够勇敢的让神来带领你， 一步一步的挑战这恐惧。
And of course,
你通过那你才能看到。
And of course, a very important part of that is praying about it.
当然，当其中很重要的一步，那就是为这恐惧感也要祈祷，也要祷告。
The third step that we need to take to overcome fear is to make sure that we are in the Word of God.
那第三点，我们要能够克服我们的恐惧感，就是我们必须要在神的话语中。
I'm going to read again to you verse 8.
我会再来念一下第八章第八节。
It says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so you may be careful to do all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success."
那这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
So.What Joshua and through Joshua, the Lord is saying that his word should be always available to us.
那通过约书亚的话，那神告诉我们，他的所有的话语，他一直与我们在一起，我们都可以能够 access, 我们都可以有他的话。
So, in other words,We should be not only reading it or listening to it, but actually talking about it in such a way that it is constantly available to us.
因此我们不单单只是听或者是读，而是要真正的来谈论它，因为这些话语就一直是在我们身边的。
He says that you should meditate on it day and night.
神说过，他说你要昼夜思想，要好好的思想。
It's something that you need. Sorry.
不管是白天还是黑夜。
It's something that you need to be constantly doing.
这是你需要常常做的事。
Now, obviously, that doesn't mean that you can only think about the Word of God.
当然，这不是说你只能考虑到神的话。
But one of the ways in which we're able to meditate on it is if we memorize it.
有一个这个冥想或者是思想的好方法，就是说我们把这些话语全部记下来。
And so once we've memorized it, once it's part of who we are, then the Holy Spirit can work to remind us and to help us, not just to act upon it for ourselves, but to be able to share it with others as well.
那把这些话语把神的话语记下来，或者是默背下来以后呢，那么圣灵就能够在我们身上做工。这个不单单是让我们这些话语住在我们里面，我们也能同时把这话语与其他人分享。
And as we remember the word, we need to ask ourselves, how does this apply to me? How does this apply to my family, to my church, to my job, my community?
那当我们有了这些话语后，我们也要问我们自己，那这些话语我能够怎么样应用呢？怎么样应用到我身上，我的家人，我的教会，或者是我的社区呢？
And we need to then ask how, God, what is it that you want me to do as a result of this?
你也可以问神，神啊，你作为你需要我能够用这些话语产生一个什么样的一个结果呢？
That will help us then to be able to use it in any situation which we might find ourselves in fear.
那这个就会帮助我们，帮助我们能够在面对恐惧的时候。
We need to act. We need to act upon it. Because if we don't, then we're going to miss out on the closeness of relationship with God that can help us in every situation of fear.
我们必须要因着这话语而采取行动，不然的话我们就做不到神说针对我们所说的我们要面对我们的恐惧。
Once the word of God is in our hearts and in our minds, then the Lord your God, the Lord our God, will be with us wherever we go.
那当神在我们的的心里的时候，那神他就与我们是同在的，无论我们去哪里。
And so we don't have to be afraid if God is with us.
所以说我们不要害怕神与我们在一起。
A famous missionary one time said that God plus one person is always going to be a majority in any situation.
有一位传道者曾经讲过，上帝总是上帝加一，那他总是那个多数的。
And so once we begin to walk close with God through his word, then we will begin to see good things happen.
当我们与神一共同一起，那我们就能见证，那好的事情就将发生。
Joshua goes on to say that once we begin to do this, we will be prosperous and our ways successful because we're not held back by fear and because you're walking with God in his way.
那就像约书亚在这里他说到的，那你的道路呢就可以亨通，你做事情的凡事都可以顺利。那个原因呢，就是因为神是与你同在，与你一起走。
So, what do we do with all of this?
那最后我们该怎么来做呢？
Well, again, we're told at the end of this passage, do not be terrified and do not be discouraged.
那因此我们在这最后经文这里，我们看到他知道就要告诉我们说，不要害怕，也不要气馁。
The reasons that people's fears have grown so large is because they've taken God out of their lives and out of society.
人们之所以那么害怕，就是因为他们把神从他们的生命中给去除了，他们把神从这，他们的社会当中给去除掉。
And when we remember God's word and when we encourage one another with it, then we will begin to be bold and we will see great things happen for God's sake.
如果我们能够都能够谨记神的话，我们互相鼓励，我们互相就能够刚强壮胆。
1 John 4:18, the Apostle John writes that perfect love casts out fear.
在约翰一书那里四章曾经说到，那完美的爱，驱散了恐惧，驱散恐惧。
And that perfect love is Jesus.
那个完美的爱就是耶稣。
If you want to be rid of fear, then you need to be close to Jesus.
如果你想要摆脱恐惧的话，那你就必须要真正的认识耶稣。
And until you know him and trust him, you're never going to have truly relief from fear.
直到你真正认识了耶稣，不然的话，你是不可能真正摆脱那恐惧感的。
My wife made a beautiful needlepoint picture.
我太太有一幅针绣。
And it said, fear knocked at the door, faith answered, and no one was there.
那幅针绣上面是说到，恐惧敲门，信心回答，没有人在那
里。So when we're fearful, then we need to remember that Jesus is with us and we trust him. And when we do, the fear goes away.
当我们有恐惧的时候，我们就要记得，我们的信心就是依靠耶稣，我们有信心，那恐惧就会去除。
Faith means to trust Jesus.
信心的意思就是我们要信靠在耶稣上。
Have you trusted him?
你呢？你有没有信靠耶稣？
If you have not, will you be willing to trust him?
如果你还没有，你愿意吗？你愿意信靠耶稣吗？
The results are always going to be great.
结果肯定是好的。
It may not mean that you will be prosperous and successful in terms of lots of money or things like that.
可能并不是金钱上的繁荣和成功。
But it will mean that you will be prosperous and successful in overcoming fear and in drawing close to God and his protection.
但是在摆脱恐惧上，你能够得到成功和繁荣，你能够更加与神接近。
There's a lot of things in this world to be afraid of.
在这世上真的有很多事会让我们感到恐惧。
And the New York Times survey article shows that Americans really are afraid of a lot of things.
那在纽约时报那篇调查里面，他的确是看到美国人民在害怕许多事。
But what would happen if we as God's people, as the church, chose not to be afraid?
那如果作为神的选民，神的子民，我们选择不去害怕，那会发生什么呢？
I want to conclude with a song. I had If we were in person, I would have brought my guitar and actually taught you this song. But I found a YouTube video that covers it. I think the words are really good. I'm going to put them on the screen here, and then we'll listen to the song.
那我最后我是想要来让大家听一首歌如果是在现场的话我希望我能够带着我的吉他来演奏给你们听来教你们唱那现在我们就把这首歌在油管里面让它显示在屏幕上
OK, yeah
When I can't see you I know you're there When I can't feel youI will not fear, I will trust in you, and I will not be afraid. When the battle is close at hand, I know you're with me, help me stand. I will trust in you, and I will not be afraid.
感谢马奎牧师给我们带来美好的信息我们刚才已经唱了一首诗歌英文诗歌确实是当我们想起主耶稣和我们同在的时候恐惧就会消散让我们再来唱一首中文的回应诗歌 就像诗人大卫在诗篇27篇写到的，耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧谁呢？让我们唱这首《耶和华，你是我的神》。